definitely could leave right now and say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. He's so good to us, and we're so all, and I don't mean this in any insult. I love y'all, but you're not worthy of what God's give us. He sent his son on that rugged cross to die for you and me. And we were never worthy enough. Not one of us. But yet he did it. I'm thankful tonight to be here. It's funny, I got up and had a couple thoughts on my mind. God's had me studying something for the last couple months, and something just kept ringing out to me. And if you would turn to the 12th chapter of Isaiah, and kind of goes along with what all has been said here today, and small chapter here, and we might read the whole thing, and if the Lord moves on the scene, we'll preach, and if not, we'll testify and say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. You know, we can't make something if God don't want it to be. If God has something for us, he'll give it to us, and we'll move on. If not, we'll sit down. Maybe Roger will have the message. If you would just stand with us in the 12th chapter of Isaiah. It says, "In that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the well of salvation. And in the days shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call unto thy name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. These things know in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." You may be seated. Just the joy that we have in our God. Our God is so joyful that, like it's been said, the worst things in the world may happen to us, but our God is good. You know, it's been mentioned several times that your favorite sport, your favorite fan, guess what? Your favorite pitcher, whatever it may be, they're going to let you down. Brother Rogers, sometime in life, I'm going to let you down. You may let me down, but guess what? God cannot let us down. His promises are forever. You know, we pray for lost and the sick, and they might get sick, they might not get well, we may not see them ever again, but guess what? God kept his promise, because guess what? They're well on the other side if they have him in their heart. They may not be well here, but they're well over there. I'm thankful today that we have that promise that we'll never fear death. We'll have no fear of death because God has already conquered that. His son came and died and conquered that for us, so we don't have to worry about it. It's just going to be a quick passing from this side to the other. I'm thankful for that today. We don't have to worry about these things. We may worry about where our next meal may come from. We may worry about our next paycheck. But guess what? We don't have to worry about God's praises and his glory. He will give it to us more abundant, like it was sung, that we may feel that we're all alone. And in this world, we may be all alone. But guess what? Down in my heart, I'm not alone, because God walks with me every day. He sent his Holy Spirit to walk with me and talk with me and show me that who I am and tell me how great I am. I love the Lord today. He's been so good to us, and we're so unworthy. I'm thankful that God is the God of all gods. They can say whatever and say, this God's great, this God's great. But guess, in the middle of the night, when they need him, where is he? You know, there's religions out there. They have to pray at certain points of the day because that's the only time their God can hear them. I'm glad at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, at lunchtime if I want to, I can call to my God and he hears my prayers. I'm thankful for that day. We used to be shouting the house down to know that our God is something to be proud of. He's something to be praised. We should be shouting his name. Exalted, it says, because his name is the name that's most important. You may go around, and I work at the Ark. You may go there and say, hey, I know Dave. That may get you something, but it won't get you much. But yet when I say I'm a child of God, I have a home awaiting for me. I have a place that has been set aside just for me. Dave Thomas don't mean much down here, and it may not mean anything to anybody else here, but yet up there, my Father cares. He sent His Son to die for me. That way I can have a home. If you can't shout for that today, I'll tell you what. He is so good to us. And like I said, a well of water. Guess what it says in John? That if you would have asked of me, I would have given you not just water, but living water. That in that well, it'll fill you up and fill up. I'm so thankful today that when I'm down and out and I may be crying and brokenhearted and everything in the world be crashing around me, I'm a child of the King. I've got a better place. It may not be good for me here, but like it was said, I'm a pilgrim here and I don't want to be comfortable here. Because guess what? If you're comfortable here and you're happy here, I hate to tell you, this is the best you're going to have. This is the worst I'm going to have. The troubles and the trial that Satan tries to put in our way, that's all I'm going to deal with. Because when I pass from this life to the next, it's going to be nothing but glory and praise the rest of my life. I'm thankful. It'll be eternity of praise and hallelujah. No more pain. Matter of fact, it says my Father will reach down and He'll wipe that last tear from my eye, because there won't be no tears of sorrow no more. There won't be no tears of pain. We won't miss the ones we've lost. They'll all be with us. We'll be all with us. But guess what? Today, if you sit here and you're waiting for, 6:30, I gotta see the game. 6:30, I gotta see the game. This is very important to me. And if that's where all your hope is, I hate to tell you, your team may win. It may be exciting today. But if that's where all your hope is, hell is where your home is going to be. And your troubles have not even touched a moment, a second that you'll go through them there. All your friends, and I'm going to go party, and I'm going to hang out with these things. That's not going to happen down there. It says there's gnashing of teeth. The rich man said, please send Lazarus to my brothers to tell them not to come to this place. Just give me a drop, just a drop of water to quench my tongue. There's nothing great down there. There's no party going on. I don't care what Satan tells you, what you're missing. You may miss some things of this world, but guess what? Far greater is up there. I love to fish. I love to hunt. But guess what? Those things don't even compare. The great it is to sit. My favorite thing when I go out hunting is to sit in a tree stand and just watch the wind and God's creation all around me. But that don't touch what He's got in store for me up there. It says, eyes have not seen. The heart is never entered in. Our thoughts, as great as we can think, the best thing, the best Super Bowl, the best anything that you can think of that is important to you, is not even a twinkle compared to what God has in store for us today. If you're down and out and you're saved, guess what? You'll have some tears that'll fall from your eyes. Your heart will be broken. But guess what? There'll be a peace. A peace that passes all understandings. My God is so good. My worst day, He comes down, Roger, and He just gives me a big old hug. He holds me in and He says, you're my child. I love you. I want good things for you. The worst. He loves me so much. And guess what? When He's talking to me, Becky, He's going to come and He's going to talk to you right at that moment. And He's going to tell you He loves you too. And you're His child. I may let my children down. There may be times that I'm not there. I'm not the best father, I'll admit it. But my God. As much as I have, I want to give to my children. And He says, how much more do I want to give to you? So if you want to live in misery and you want to live in pain, wallow in your sorrow and your pain, I've got joy. I've got hope that the worst thing that comes in this life is all I'm going to have to suffer. I'm so glad that one day I'm going to walk on streets of gold. You know, they're so excited. They have those great big old trophies when you win things. They may be gold, they may be silver, they may be diamond, they may be glass. But one day I'm just going to walk on those things. They're going to be like dirt. God is so good. We can all say what God's good done in our lives. God saved my soul. If He done nothing else in this life, He gave me a home and a place that's mine. It's not yours, Roger. It's mine. But guess what? There's room for everybody here. There's a home for everybody here. That's the good thing. Satan will tell you there's going to be a party, but guess what? You're not welcome there. Hell enlarges her borders every day. It wasn't made for you. It was made for Satan and his angels. And that's it. You're a trespasser. So guess what? That party you think you're going to have? What happens if you go to somebody's house and you're not welcome? Yeah. It's uncomfortable. Yeah. That's your eternity. Yeah. That's what you have. There is no joy. There is no hope. You don't hear of any of this in hell.
No.
You hear Satan tell you, oh, it's going to be a party. It's going to be fun. Because he wants you to suffer the same way he suffers. Yeah. But there is a well inside of me that no hell is going to touch it. No fire can quench that thirst. It's always there. It may get a little trickle every once in a while, but guess what? It's still there. Because guess what? One drop of water is just like that one drop of blood that turned the blackest of black hearts white as snow. I'm thankful tonight to be here. I am so glad I'm here today. There's no other place that can make you feel this good. Because everything else is going to let you down. You can have the best job in the world, enjoy going to work. But one day, you're going to get upset. Your boss is going to say something to you. And it's going to hurt you. And you won't want to go there. But guess what? My God, I've never had a moment where I said, God, where were you? What have you done to me? There's been times in my life I've said, God, what have I done to put me in this situation? God, help me get out. Some of our troubles and some of our trials, we need to know, are our own fault. It's our own doing.
Amen.
We don't walk where God wants us to walk. Guess what? We're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
We're going to have heartache. But if we put our heart and soul and mind and joy, exalt His name, everything we do, what a life we can have here.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm waiting till I get over there. It'll be so great. Guess what? It can be great here too.
Amen.
Yes, there's sorrow. Yes, there's pain. But guess what? When it's all done, like Roger's saying, I've never lost a battle. And guess what? I've read the end of the book. We win the war. We won the war. Not we win the war. We won the war. My Lord and Savior came and fought the battle and won the war. They thought they had Him defeated, but in 3 days, He got up and said, who are you?
Amen.
Who are you?
Yeah.
I'm so thankful to be here. That's what God gave me. I hope it's been an uplift to you. when Satan's hitting you at every step of the way, exalt his name. And guess what? When you exalt his name, Satan has to flee.
Amen.
There's no name more terrifying to this world than God. And even worse than that, because they can cope that and say, well, he's talking about this God or he's talking about that God. But say, no, I'm talking about Jesus Christ and his Father and the Holy Spirit. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They are the one, and they are the only one. And their name strikes fear in the heart of man. Because when you say their name, they know they're being judged. And they're going to a just and a righteous God. That, well, there's only this portion of people that are going to make it. And there's only going to be this and that. No, my God said he came that all would know and come to remembrance. I'm thankful that my God loves every one of us. No different. We all try to be even with our children, but there's one child that you may give it a little bit more attention to. You may do that, but my God's not that way. You know, when my first child, we got to do a lot more because we had a little bit more. But then I had another one, and it went a little bit lower. I had another one, had a little bit lower. And then had another one, and it just didn't have the money I had when I first started. So I can't give them all the same thing. But guess what, Roger? You got the same thing I got. Becky, you got the same thing I got. You out there, you can have the same thing I got. If you're lost and undone, God don't see no different. Guess what? As great as a preacher as Paul was, I got the same thing. David. I got the same thing. Noah. I got the same thing. There's no difference. There's no difference. From the beginning of time till God calls time to be no more, the first is last and the last is first. They're all the same. I'm thankful today. It's been a great to be in the house of God. I say again, it's been great to be in the house of God. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I can't have the joy and the gladness that I have anywhere else. I'm thankful tonight. Thank you, Brother Roger. I'll turn it over to you.
This morning, we've had church today. Amen. We've been in the midst of the Grand Oak Church, and the Lord has just showed himself, has he not? But yet, he can always be that way. To David's message this morning talked about that well. One thing about a child of God, Sister Mary, once we've been saved, that well is always sufficient. There's been times in all of our lives when that well got so low. Even at times when Satan would come and make us wonder whether we really were saved or not. But the McCameys used to sing a song that said, "The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out." Amen. Today you may have come here and God gave us this service, but maybe your well you felt like is just gone dry. I don't know how anybody could sit in a service like this today and not feel the presence of the Lord. Not say amen or raise your hand, or maybe inside you're just tearing the place up. Amen. But maybe you just want to get back to where you once was. Jesus, as David referred to in his message, told that woman at the well, "I'll make a well of living water within you where you'll never thirst again." See, I believe in once saved, always saved. But I do believe that sometimes the well can get a little dry. Charlie, if we go back to the Old Testament, Jacob's well never went dry. Generations after would still come and stop at Jacob's well. And they and their herdsmen and all of their herd would be able to drink. I've drunk from that well this morning, haven't you? While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. I ask you today, you have been in the midst of a wonderful service. Maybe God has filled you up today. And you long to have that all the days. It's not God. Sometimes Satan will come and he'll try to make you feel like your well is dry. And I have to remind him, it's not my well, but it's the well he put in me. Anybody at all today just like to come back and say, Lord, I'd like to feel what we felt this morning more often. I'd like to feel in my soul what I have felt today. Not just every once in a while, but more frequently than what I do. Then I invite you to come and ask of God. Anybody at all, be open with yourself and with God about what you need. Sing on, Robbie. Folk need to move this morning. You're the one that has to move, not God. Not my brother, not my sister, not my mother, not my father. But it's me, Lord. It's me. Yes. Anybody at all? Lord, I'm coming home. Sing this chorus, church. Love to see a brother or sister come home. One that's away from God. One that's out there. God loves you. The church loves you today. Yes. Now I'm coming home. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of thanks this morning for the service that we've had today. Now, he has filled us up today, has he not? So I don't want you to be like a camel. A camel will drink once and go for days, maybe weeks, without needing a drink again. I don't want you to be that way. I want you to come back and drink again tonight. Amen. Because what we have felt this morning, God's not limited on supply. He's got more of. And the more I eat at my Father's table, the more I want to go back. The more I drink from his fountain, the more I want to go back and get more. Because there's nothing like the presence of the Lord in the midst of the grand old church. It's good to have David and his family with us this morning. Amen. Give him a hand clap today. Yes. People say, maybe you ought not do that. How many of you go to your kids' games or your grandkids' games and you just shout and holler and just make a fool of yourself? Right? If the world can do it, certainly the church has got more to be jubilant about than what the world does. Ain't that right? And we thank the Lord for it. I'd also this morning, like while you're standing, go ahead and get your wallets out. And I'd like for us to be a blessing to David and his family for stopping by and being with us today. That there are folks today that we can help him and he can go other places and bring the word of God as well. I believe the scripture says that the workman is worthy of his hire. And if God has blessed you, then you ought to be a blessing to him and to his family this morning. You say, well, Roger, I'd like to do something, but I just don't have any cash on me. How many of you like me? I told them in Sunday school I didn't even have a dollar to put in the bucket. I don't carry cash. All right? I'm like one of those trucks that you see going down the interstate, no cash on board. That's the way I am. But if you want to be a help to him, just write a check out to Mount Carmel, and Ronnie will take care of it from there. We're not like some churches. We don't have an ATM yet. Or Venmo or whatever it's called. I'd like for us to do this, and maybe Jack, he's one of our ushers. Get Jack, if you would, take this plate and stand back there and by the door. I'll put you on one side and Cody on the other. Nobody getting out without passing through them this morning. All right? God bless you. Come back tonight at 6 o'clock. And we won't be out by 6:30, but we'll be out in good time for you to catch whatever is important of that game for you today. So God bless you. Come back tonight at 6 o'clock.